Hello, my friend. Well, here I am with my cup of coffee, wanting to wake up. Kind of. I'd have one of those mornings of very active REM state type of dreams. I've always been a person who dreams very vividly, and today was just no exception. And today I just happened to fly into Vegas. So there I am in my dream, coming out of the airport, and I go, oh my gosh, where's my suitcase? And I forgot my suitcase at home. And so there I am in Vegas without clothes, without my contact lenses, without a passport, without anything, except just my wallet in my pocket. And I'm going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? So I say, well, first I need a change of clothes. And I look around and I see those traditional little souvenir shops, and I walk in and come out after buying one of those, I guess, generic t-shirts with a little saying that says I'm a virgin, and a pair of shorts too. And I'm walking down the street and I see a cafe. I'm like, oh, that's right. I'm supposed to meet a really good friend of mine in there. And I walk in and I see my really good friend, who I've never even met in life, and he's sitting there at the table, and I sit there next to him, and he says, Johnny, I want you to meet my friend Rick. And I'm like, Rick, oh my gosh, and I'm such a huge fan of yours. I've been listening to you for years now, and I even do my painting and do other creative work listening to your music. And he just nodded. He says, thank you. That's nice. That's very nice. And he continued talking to my friend. And I kind of felt a little bit awkward, a little bit nervous there. I'm like, did I say something? Was I overly too much of a fan there? And so I just got up and I walked out to the patio. And there was a live concert there. There was a band that was playing. And they started playing a song that seemed kind of familiar, so I'm kind of moving to it, and then they say, hey, come up to the stage and sing this. Not to me, but to my friend Rick, or my friend's friend. And Rick's like, no, I'm just enjoying the music. You guys keep on playing it. And they're everybody's encouraging, clapping, and finally says, okay, and he gets up on stage, and he starts singing his Never Gonna Give You Up song, and we're all dancing and grooving to it. And he finishes, and he walks off stage, and he comes over to me and says, so, did you like it? I'm like, loved it. Danced and everything, and he's good, good. He says, did I come across that I didn't want to go up there? I'm like, yeah, it looked like you just wanted to enjoy. He says, oh, that was just an act. I really did want to get up there and sing, but, you know, I had to play along, like, no, I'm not going to steal somebody else's spotlight. And yet, there I was. And so he says, I'm glad I played it off. And I said, you did a great job. And he says, good, good. He says, I'm hungry. What about you? And I said, sure, yeah, I can eat. And so we turn around, and somehow, as dreams do, I'm at some type of seaside restaurant in Marseille, France. Oui, oui. And I'm looking around this restaurant. It's beautiful. It's big. Windows. It's nighttime. Odd. But still nighttime, and I can see all the reflection of the cityscape on the water, on the windows. And I'm like, wow, this is gorgeous. And I walk over to the table, and it's a huge table, and right in the middle of the table, there is a dolphin head on a plate. I'm like, what is that? Oh my gosh. And Rick looks at me, he smiles, he picks up the dolphin head, and he starts chasing me with it. And I'm screaming like a kid, terrified, and I run around the restaurant until he backs me up against a corner. And I'm like, stop, Rick, please. I have a phobia about fish. I can't see them. They're even if tiny or large, I can't see them. I can't touch them. I can't get near them. Please stop doing that. And he says, "Oh, sorry, bloke." And he tossed the dolphin head on the floor, and it bounced a couple of times, and I realized it was a plastic dolphin head. And so, yeah. But still, got my heart beating there. And then I said, well, let me go cool down and get this out of my system. And I leave the restaurant and I start walking down this street, which turns into an alleyway in the middle of the day. I'm like, hey, this is cool. And the alleyway leads to this plaza, this huge plaza with these beautiful buildings with all these tiles, colorful tiles, mosaics, and it looked like Turkey or Morocco or one of those places that I've never visited in the human awake moments. And I sit there on a bench, and Rick starts talking to me. And I'm like, okay. And we started having this wonderful conversation, and it seemed like we were talking forever, laughing, and just this moment, I don't remember what we talked about, but I know that it was good. And there came a moment when I started seeing these colorful mosaics on the buildings start to fade, and they started turning black and white. And I thought, oh no, I'm going to wake up any moment. I was conscious of that. Yeah, this is a dream. So I didn't want to alert Rick that I was dreaming. So I said, hey, Rick, I got to go. And he says, oh, great, let's hang out some other time. He says, I travel the world all the time, so maybe we can meet up in Akron, Ohio. And I'm like, Akron, Ohio? Sure, Rick, we'll hang out there. I said, I'm going to go now. And I said, bye. And then I start to wake up and just feel, you know, that feeling when you're waking up and I'm like, it's a different world. I mean, it felt so real to me to be there. It felt so cool as well. And so just contemplating on that in bed and going, interesting. With my mind, I thought that perhaps the dream would end with Rick saying something cheesy like, all right, never going to say goodbye. See you later. Or something. But nope, it fell flat. And so now I sit here drinking my coffee, feeling pleasure from this experience, and a lot of PTSD from the fish dolphin head thing. Because just between us, in real life, I do have a fish phobia. I don't know what it's called, but I do. But that's a topic for another moment. Right now, I just wanted to share this one. And yeah, there's no dream analysis. It just happened. And this is happening. And so, until the next moment.